Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Auerbach steals second. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Auerbach moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Auerbach scores. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Briggs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rodriguez scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2. And the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHude hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Powell reaches second base with a double. Gritch moves to third. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gritch tags and scores. One out. It's Orioles, 2, Brewers, 2. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Brown moves to second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Palmer moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Rodriguez steals second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 2 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach misplays the ball. That's an error on Auerbach. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palmer moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palmer tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Hisa applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Brock Davis pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Theobald now playing second base. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-3 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a pop-up towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palmer moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palmer scores. Blair moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Crowley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crowley. Brown moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Ken Brett pinch runs for Mike Ferraro. Eddie Watt now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Brett moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Brett moves to third. Theobald moves to second. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.